You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are with Tomasa Makapinlak, the self-care queen who helps busy women who are on the edge of burnout that have a vivacious energy so that they can accomplish the things they want, spend quality time with their loved ones, and participate in the activities that they love the most. Tomasa, thanks for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. The privilege and honor is ours as well. So, Tomasa, I understand you transitioned from a highly successful yet highly stressful corporate career to a more balanced and joyful life, sharing and practicing ancient healing arts, which greatly improve vitality and well-being. What was your life like before you had this awakening?
Well, you know, I was a mom of two toddlers and a wife, and I worked for a big employer in high-tech world, and I was in high-tech sales because I have a background in engineering, electrical engineering. And if you know anything about sales, you know you can run around like a chicken with your head cut off because you're busy trying to serve your customers. And that was me. I would do everything for everyone. So, you know, you can imagine being a mom. So moms take care of most things. And I was the big breadwinner of the household. And so I was satisfying everybody, my employer, my customers, my kids, my husband, running the household. And guess who I forgot to take care of? Moi, me, Tomasa. And so I was really running on the edge of burnout myself. And I would get up in the morning, get up, do it all over again, drop the kids off to daycare, and then go on to work, go visit my customers, do whatever I had to do to serve them, to make the sales, to make the almighty dollar, and then come home, pick them up, and start all over again, you know, and running the household. And so I felt like robot mom or superwoman. I used to call myself the super busy woman and doing everything everyone. I think I used to tell my friends what I had to do on my to-do list, and they were just, like, tired just from hearing me talk. And it was at a point where I was so numb, and I say numb to a place where I had no time to feel my feelings. And so through all of this, I was just like a robot, just doing everything for everyone and totally forgot about myself. And along the way, what happened for me is that my health was slowly just declining. There were little things that would happen, like I didn't really have a lot of stamina. And so, you know, one of the things I used to love to do, I made a lot of money, and I had no time to go. I had no energy to go shopping, to have fun with it. And we'd go shopping, and about after an hour ago, I got to go home and lay down because I was so tired, and my feet, the soles of my feet would burn. Not only that, I also had this burning pain between my shoulder blades. And so I was tired a lot. There were times where I would go to bed early, like 9 o'clock, and wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to, you know, get all the things done I needed to get done. And that was my life. And so in the weekends, it was just like play catch-up to get rest or, you know, run your errands for, you know, your household or whatever. And that was me. And that was no fun.
I can definitely relate to some of that now. Tomasa, can you describe the turning point when you realized that the healing arts and practice that you had been exposed to were so transformational and uplifting that you were willing to dedicate your life to sharing them?
Well, what happened for me is, you know, there comes a time in your life where you hit a brick wall. And the brick wall happened for me back in 1996. It was around May, maybe end of April, beginning of May. I came down really hard with a virus, a cold. And not only that, but I was severely fatigued. Usually I could kick a cold out pretty quickly. Well, it didn't happen this time. And so what happened for me is that I went to the doctor. And for me to go to the doctor, and she told me to get 3 days of bed rest. So for me to go to the doctor is a big deal, by the way. And so I got the 3 days of bed rest, did nothing, did not pick up the kids from daycare, did not take them, did not work. I mean, you know, because when you're in high-tech world and you're in high-tech sales, you know, you're always on the phone with your client or you're with your customers taking care of them or with the factory. And so what I remember is I took doctor's orders. I really did that. And so it didn't really help. I was still tired and fatigued. So one day this coworker of mine, who's a client of mine today, looked at me and she gave me the name and number of this practitioner. And she said, Tomas, I think you should go to her. I think she can help you. So, you know, like any person, I would run around with this number in my purse, you know, thinking that I'm going to get better. I didn't get any better. So finally I called the practitioner up. I went and got a session with her. I couldn't even pronounce what she did. And I got on the table, but I trusted. I trusted my coworker. I trusted the practitioner because I was really into, you know, more alternative slash complementary health care. And so I lied on that table, and just as she finished working on me, I looked at her, and I said, I don't know what you did, but I'm coming back. And so for me, at that point in time, I felt like not only was I starting to feel better physically, but I felt like I was getting me back. And what I mean by that, I felt like the Tomasa that had turned into this robot was going away, and that I was learning who I was again. And back on my path, back on my personal growth path and back on my spiritual path. And it felt really good, and I liked that, and I liked that before I got married and had kids. You know, that's where I was. And so it was like, oh, I don't have to be this robot person anymore. And so I went on to go on and continue getting sessions with this practitioner. But not only that, but I went on to take a self-help class from her. She offered a self-help class. That was like May of 1996 when this happened. I think I took that self-help class in November of 1996. And I started taking a class where to learn how to work on yourself. And lo and behold, did I know that I would, you know, go on to study to be a practitioner. What happened was I was at my office, the high-tech world, waiting to go take my class in the evening because it was over four evenings, you know, every week for 4 weeks. And there was a client, or not a client, but a friend of mine who was actually probably my inside salesperson at the time. And she had this stiff neck, and she'd gone to several other type of practitioners, and I really couldn't help her. I looked at her, and I told her about my practitioner. I said, I bet you she can help you. And I put my hands on her, what little I knew just from one class, and she could feel something going on, and my whole body heated up. And I said, whoa. And she said, Tomasa, you know, you're a healer, and you don't even know it. I said, you think so? She said, yes. And so I went that evening to class. I shared it with my practitioner, and she just smiled at me, and she said, I think we got us another practitioner here. And I said, oh, no, 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 no. I couldn't fathom it because I was in high-tech world, and I was the big breadwinner of the household. You know, how was I going to do this, right? So I contemplated it, and apparently over the break, I said to her, I said, what do you do to get certified to do this? So she gave me the name and number of the office where I could call, where, you know, these, there's this modality that you practice, they travel around the world, and it was called Jinshin Jitsu. And so I called them up, got a brochure, I signed up for my first class, took it in January of 97. Took my first class, and I'll tell you, there was no turning back. Immediately, I went out and bought myself a table. I started working on friends and family. One friend had been trying to get pregnant for many years, and she kept having miscarriages. And I want to share with you that by the time, I mean, I worked on her, she was pregnant, and she didn't have a miscarriage during that pregnancy either because I worked on her entire pregnancy up until she had her daughter. So I'm very proud of that. It was one of my biggest accomplishments during that time, besides some of the other physical pains that people were experiencing in my circle of friends and family. You know, I helped people with backaches and things like that. And I knew that this was my passion because I could feel it and I wanted to do it. And every weekend, it wasn't just like it was work to me. It was like fun, and it was the results that I was getting and was, you know, really feeling what people were going through and helping them clear up their problems. And so for me, you know, I also got my problems cleared up apparently while working with this practitioner. Not only that, but I had, you know, I used to have that, I talked about the soles of my feet. That went away, the soles of my feet burning. That went away. I had more stamina. the pain between my shoulder blades went away. And what I really want to share with you, I had really severe allergies and asthma at the time. And that in itself, oh, my God, I can't even remember when I've used an inhaler. You know, rarely do I use an inhaler. It's really got to be severe. And the allergies of itchy eyes and runny nose during the spring season, well, that went away too. So it was amazing. So that was my big turning point for me. And I decided to use this work and go and be a practitioner. So I did it part-time for a while I was still in the corporate world.
Well, tell me, what are some of the biggest rewards you have experienced? You shared one of those, but you have experience in your mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being as a result of the healing tools you practice and share with others.
So mentally, peace of mind. And so you could bet, you know, as a robot mom trying to do everything, have her big, long to-do list. Like I said, I would tell my friends all the things I had to do. They would get overwhelmed just listening to me or fatigued and tired. So, you know, there was a lot of anxiety in those days, and I can say that I don't have that anxiety anymore. That went away. And clearing my thoughts, you know, I'm going to share with you, it's kind of funny, but it is true. You know, I'm a Gemini, and Geminis tend to think, and I still think, but not on the level I was thinking back in those days, you know, where I would just be full of thoughts and things I had to do, you know. My thinking has, and it's not so much worry anymore, because that's what it was about, worrying all the time, because that's what thinking, when you overthink something over and over again, it's really about worry. So a lot of that subsided. And so physically, I mentioned, you know, the soles of the feet, I mentioned the shoulder blades, I mentioned a lot of things, actually. And so I had, you know, different aches and pains that went away, but the stamina was a big one. So much more stamina that I went back to dance class. I used to jazz dance in my 20s like 4 or 5 times a week. And so I went back to jazz dance class. And not only that, I was doing yoga as well. And so I went back to my yoga practice because I didn't even feel like I had the time and energy to do those things. And I made time and energy to do those things. And so also I want to bring this back to the mental part, because when you do take care of yourself on that level, what happens for you mentally is that things become much more efficient for you. So I didn't have to be churning my wheels to get things done anymore. So things were much more efficient. So with more ease and grace, I would say. And so emotionally, you know, if you got a lot of stress, high stress in your life, I mean, anything goes. Like, you might be snapping at your loved ones for no reason just because you're in this mode of I'm on a mission, I'm trying to get some things done, and don't bother me right now because I'm stressed out. So emotionally, I would say I laugh today because I still describe myself as, you know, the archetype of Pele. And so if you think of Pele, she's the volcanic eruption. And so, you know, I could erupt at any minute. Pele is a little bit more gentle these days. She's got a little bit more lava and flow. And there are times when I might erupt, but the eruption is a lot more gentler than it used to be. So it was like, don't mess with Pele. And so, and it's so funny because one of my friends recently in my community, she described me as more channeling more of Kuan Yin, the archetype of Kuan Yin, which is having more compassion and understanding. And so that's what I would say, you know, I come more from this place of compassion and understanding of folks and really seeing deep underneath that. Well, what is really their story here? Why are they doing this? And this really isn't about me. This is really about them. And so taking that more to a level. And that includes, you know, some other things that I haven't mentioned here because I study Chinese medicine as well, but also shamanism. And so that would include, you know, really coming from that place of that stillness and that compassion and understanding of folks. So those are some of my biggest rewards that I've walked away with doing all this work. And so as a result of all this, know that I'm always studying, I'm always evolving, because this is a life study. This is not something that you study, you're done, and you know it. It's like, oh, you know, it's like the human being is a developing animal on this planet here. And so, you know, we grow and we change and we evolve. And so just as the healing arts are, you know, always evolving, there's always more to learn. It's like infinite learning going on.
Definitely. Now we are joined by Tomasa Maka-Pinlock, the self-care queen who helps busy women who are on the edge of burnout have vivacious energy so that they can accomplish the things they want, spend quality time with their loved ones, and participate in the activities that they love. Here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, Tomasa, can you share with us a little bit about your upcoming The Ultimate Rejuvenation Experience live retreat and what are some of the concrete learnings and tools that participants will take away from the experience?
So the Ultimate Rejuvenation Experience is a hands-on type of retreat. You know, what would a retreat be if you didn't do hands-on? So some of these tools that I do with my clients or that I do on myself, I am actually going to teach them to the participants who are in this particular retreat. And so basically they'll learn some simple self-help tools that they can do anytime, anywhere, that will help boost their energy and naturally help them to attain inner peace. And so, you know, a lot of things that happen when people boost their energy is like, we're going to get energy moving in you. And it's going to release a ton of energy. And so people are going to find out what energizes them on a deep, deep level. And so we're going to plug up our energy drains here, I call it. And so that might also mean not just hands-on, but we're going to do some also experiential learning here where we will do some mirror work. And I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. But also some other exercises that we'll do. You know, this is going to be like no other retreat here. What I'm finding is I used to teach this three-day retreat and it'd be all hands-on, teaching them one modality. But as I evolve, as the person I am here to be here on the planet to share the gifts and my wisdom, I bring in all my tools, even the tools that I practiced in my 20s, self-help tools that I practiced in my 20s, some of the mental, emotional aspects of things and connecting in what I call spirit or source. So we're going to bring that into it as well and have people discover what their life's passions are. So they're going to awaken their senses, and so they're going to be centering themselves, and they'll start using a daily practice. And so it'll be alive. They'll be alive and productive. That's what they'll find out. And then, they're going to find out how they can produce in their lives with ease and grace. And actually, you know, I just gave a client of mine a mantra this morning. And so how do you receive with ease? And that's one of the things that I'm going to do, because that is like, that was just a download that I got, like, yes, this is the prosperity part of our living. How do we receive with ease? Because a lot of us worry or we think about we got to make it happen. So how do you make that happen for yourself with ease? And so that, you know, it's very hands-on. So we're going to be learning a lot of things that will help you with physical ailments or physical pain, but also help you to boost your energy. And so what I've experienced with this work is, you know, mental clarity. And so they'll come out clear, and that's what people tend to do. I mean, I've had a client of mine who's 70-something years old who's taken this class like twice, and she came out creating her own flow patterns. I went, whoa, what are you doing? That's me. That's what I do. And so, you know, those are the kinds of things that happen to people when they start doing this work, like, oh, and it works, because it's art in the making, and it's creative healing arts, and it works. So.
Well, speaking of art in the making, what makes a retreat immersion experience more profoundly rejuvenating and revitalizing than studying these techniques part-time?
When you sit in a retreat and you're immersed in it, you get to really intensely feel things. You get to feel the transition, the transformation that takes place. You know, a lot of people are going to come in with their stuff that they, you know, all their, I call it baggage from whatever, maybe their relationships, baggage from their work life, baggage from their life period. And so they come in, they sit in with that, because, I mean, this is what it manifests in our bodies. That's really the truth here. I just worked on someone this morning, you know, like, what is all this about, you know? It manifests in our body, this energy or, you know, stuck energy or pain. And so people will come in with that. And after they leave, after 3 days, and I guarantee you, even after the first day, they're going to feel a transition happening so much that they're going to have to get themselves a good night's rest, because the next morning they come, they're going to be ready, rejuvenate, and ready to go, learning more new things. And there's such a transformation that goes on that by day three, they feel a lot more clear. The problems that they came in with, they are subsiding or they're just clearly gone. And so they'll feel a big, huge difference from when they came in from day one in the beginning and at the end of day three. They'll feel so much clearer and different. And so it's a beautiful experience. And I like to say we raise our vibration. So it's like, you know, you probably have heard of the law of attraction. So it will happen. I've had a student in my class sit there and go, my phone is ringing off the hook. And she was a massage therapist, so she decided to take class with me. She was a massage therapist, and all of a sudden, you know, she didn't have any clients. All of a sudden at the end of class, it's like, whoa, she has all these appointments, all these bookings. And those are kind of magical things that happen to you when you come to class. That's just one example. I had someone discover one day that they decided, like me, that they wanted to embrace this and have this be their life's work. And she said, well, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I'm going to say it, that I really feel like I want to be a healer. I'm a healer. And she really, truly is a healer. And so, you know, she's gone on. She's actually interning with me to do more of this work, and so she's learning more of it. So it's a really beautiful immersion of what happens when you sit in class with other folks, because it's the energy of all the students there holding that tight container and moving forward with your life. And so it's a beautiful experience for women. So I'm proud and I'm happy to be able to offer this. And I look forward to actually teaching. I'm getting excited about this.
Well, tell us where our listeners can connect with you online and get all the information on the Ultimate Rejuvenation Experience Live Retreat.
So, by the way, my live retreat is March 23rd through the 25th, and it's in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And to learn more about it, if you want to sign up for it, you can sign up at selfcarequeendom.com/ultimate rejuvenation/experience. And you can sign up there. I'm doing a special deal until the end of the week. We can get 50% off on the retreat after that, because I need to know my head count by the end of the week, because I've got things to hand out. I need to know what I need to hand out. And so I'm doing 50% off. Normally it's like $9.97. And I'm offering for $4.97, and it's really, truly an experience, and it's worth every penny because you'll make it back. Like I said, there's a client or a student of mine who sat in class, and she had all these bookings by the end of class. And so you'll make it back sooner than you think, because you're taking care of yourself on such a deep, deep level that people will want to come to you, start vibrating that, you start attracting more in your life and the right people at the right time. So beautiful experience, because I can't tell you how much I've paid for retreats like this, more like thousands of dollars for a three-day weekend. And so I'm happy to be able to offer it at this time, at this price, and it won't always be that way. So, you know, it's a great time to take advantage of it. So I look forward to sharing this wisdom and this experience, because I'm very kinesthetic anyway, so I give that to the folks who come and participate in that. Looking forward to it.
Well, certainly appreciate you stopping by. We have been speaking with Tomasa Makapinlock, the self-care queen who helps busy women who are on the edge of burnout have vivacious energy so that they can accomplish the things they want, spend quality time with their loved ones, and participate in the activities that they love the most. And the website of reference, especially for the event, the Ultimate Rejuvenation Experience Live Retreat, is www.selfcarequeendom.com/ultimate rejuvenation/experience. Tomasa, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.